Next month, Vermont Treasurer Beth Pierce will unveil one of the most anticipated legislative reports in recent memory. The document will tell lawmakers how to raise hundreds of millions of dollars needed to clean up Lake Champlain and other polluted waterways. And as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, Republican Governor-elect Phil Scott may soon find himself at odds with Democrats and environmental advocates over how to come up with the money.
All right, airspeed's alive. Engine instruments are in the green. I think we're ready to become an airplane.
You're hearing Steve Kent there, the guy piloting this four-seat Cessna 182 amphibian airplane. Kent's volunteering his time, his fuel, and his plane to provide a clean water advocate and a radio reporter with a bird's-eye view of Lake Champlain. From 1,000 feet in the air under a clear blue sky, the lake looks brilliant. Rebecca Weber is the Lake Champlain lakekeeper at the Conservation Law Foundation. She says appearances can be deceiving.
One of the challenges, though, is that we do a flight like this and the lake looks beautiful, and it's hard to tell that there's a problem.
But there is a problem, a big one. And not just according to water quality advocates like Weber, but to the state and federal regulators who have spent the last 2 years coming up with a plan to reduce the flow of phosphorus and other pollutants into the state's premier waterway. That plan is known as the TMDL, short for Total Maximum Daily Load, and it lays out a roadmap of regulatory actions and infrastructure improvements that will mitigate the effects of land development, agriculture, and other activities contributing to the problem. Here's Rebecca Weber again.
We have a TMDL now, and we have a TMDL implementation plan, but we don't have a number, and we don't have a budget. And so how do we really know whether we reasonably will be able to go forward?
That budget and the plan to raise the money needed to pay for it will finally arrive in the legislature next month. The Agency of Natural Resources estimates the state will need to come up with $1.3 billion over the next 20 years to deal with the water quality issue in Vermont. In 2015, lawmakers told State Treasurer Beth Pierce to put together a plan for how to fund it. With Republican Governor-elect Phil Scott about to take over the executive branch, however, the political dynamic in Montpelier is about to shift. And the man who vowed to reject any new tax increases during his campaign says he's prepared to adhere to that pledge for now.
And I do believe that we're taxed the capacity at this point. We need to grow the economy in order to grow revenue.
At last count, the coalition overseeing the development of the Treasurer's Water Quality Financing Plan was considering nearly 60 revenue options. They include an excise tax on bottled water, a surtax on booze, a dollar per night fee on hotel stays, and even a sales tax on pet care. Scott, though, says he won't abide passage of any new revenue increases in 2017, and he says maybe Vermont won't need any. The Federal Environmental Protection Agency has held Vermont's feet to the regulatory fire and is in part responsible for the urgency behind the cleanup effort. Under a President Donald Trump, who has called the EPA a, quote, disgrace, Phil Scott says maybe federal regulators will ease up. To be clear, Scott says, Vermont needs to mount a concerted pollution reduction effort.
But is there going to be the possibility of giving us just a little bit more time to do so? And that would have a significant effect on how we approach this.
Westminster Representative David Dean is the Democratic chairman of the House Committee on Fish, Wildlife, and Water Resources. Dean says it might sound, quote, enticing to postpone the imposition of new revenue bills for lake cleanup.
But I would argue, without fear of contradiction, that the person who has lost value in their property along the shores of Lake Champlain is not prepared to wait.
Dean says groups like the Conservation Law Foundation, which have used the courts to force government to adopt a more aggressive pollution reduction effort, aren't prepared to wait either. And he says the state could quickly find itself in hot legal waters if it fails to meet its obligations under the TMDL and under the Federal Clean Water Act. Dean says he plans to have a revenue-generating bill passed before the end of the year that would take effect no later than July 1st of 2018. And he says Scott's philosophy on new revenues isn't going to dissuade lawmakers from their work.
There are three branches to government, and he's going to have to do what he's going to have to do. But the legislature is going to do its job. I know that.
Lake Champlain lakekeeper Rebecca Weber says the longer the state delays cleanup funding, the more severe and costly Vermont's water problems will become.
We need to have a stable, long-term revenue source that's going to be implemented in the next year.
Weber and others will find out in a few months whether Phil Scott and the democratically controlled legislature will deliver one. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.